Welcome back to our annual Sprint Car Preview Show, Part 2 here on KNIA KRLS, also streaming live on KNIAKRLS.com. My name is Jamie Brockman. We're pleased you're with us, and we're pleased to be joined right now by two-time back-to-back defending World of Outlaw champion, Jason Myers. Jason Hotfoot, thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
We're going to talk a lot about last season, another World of Outlaw championship for you. Before we get to that, you have recently, just in the last couple of days, announced some very big news as far as your future. For anybody that hasn't heard or is wondering more information on that announcement, can you bring everybody up to date what the future is for Jason Myers?
Well, yeah, we've kind of got a little bit of interesting news for everybody, in the fact that over the course of the winter, we've had some changes in our team, and it's forced us to, actually not maybe forced, but given us the opportunity to look at where we are and where we want to go and what our long-term goals are. And one thing that I've always maintained over the years is that when my kids started school, I didn't plan to be on the road anymore. When I had kids, it certainly, anyone who has kids know this, that it changes your life, and you get to a point where, you know, you're really living for somebody else now and not so much for yourself anymore. So my wife and I have always been of the idea that, you know, when they got time for school and they couldn't be on the road with us anymore, that we would kind of change our plans in life. And we're about 8 months away from my oldest daughter starting school, and with kind of looking at where we are, it's been a really, really tough decision, and it's been, you know, probably 6 weeks of changing my mind 5-10 times a day. But we have made the decision that it's time for us to go in another direction and to step away from the sport of sprint car racing on a professional level. And it's certainly, you know, not goodbye to sprint car racing for us, but it is, I think it's time for us to move on and explore other opportunities in our life and be home. You know, it's time for me to be home and teach my kids how to ride their bike and, you know, take them camping. And I don't mean at the truck stop, you know, in the middle of Iowa. So it's time for us to do something different and to, I think, be responsible in the fact of we've got two young kids that got a big life ahead of them, and we've got a lot to do to make sure that everything goes well for them. And sprint car racing has given me just so much over the years, and I've enjoyed every minute of it, and I have zero regrets whatsoever. But we really looked at it now and thought that it's time for us to be home. And, you know, sprint car racing, as much as it's given us, could never give us back the time of, you know, missing my daughter's recitals and things like that, and we felt that this is the right time to do that. So, well, we are going to run the first 14 races of the season, which we're really excited about. It we're going to start down in Volusia and then run the entire California swing, and we got a lot of great people, All-Star Performance, Tarleton and Son, and many others have stepped up to help us put this, what we're calling an appreciation tour. They've helped us put that together along with all of our partners over the years. Are just, the response has been really amazing. I've talked to each and every one of our partners this week before we made the announcement, and been really, really supportive of it and understanding, and we're really looking to do a great job for them and go out and win some races and go out, you know, the like a champion. And to step away right now is tough. You know, I walk in the shop earlier this week, and man, it's just, you know, racing's an addiction. You walk in and it's like walking an alcoholic into a bar. You know, it's just, it's tough. You walk in here and you see everything, but It's a decision we've made for our family, and everybody's been really supportive of it, and we're looking forward to what's ahead. It's been a hard decision, but now that we've made it, we're really excited about what's ahead, and just really thankful that All-Star and so many others have come on board to give us this opportunity to show our appreciation to our sponsors and fans that have supported us over the years and run these first 14 races to start the season.
We are talking with Hotfoot Jason Myers, back-to-back defending World of Outlaw champion here on KNIA KRLS. Just talking about the announcement that was released yesterday that he will be stepping away professionally from the sport of sprint car racing in 2012. As you heard, we'll run the first 14 races of the season as an appreciation tour. After that, he will be stepping aside for the remainder of the 2012 season. Now, Jason, over the years, we've seen a lot of drivers announce their retirements, announcing that they're done, and then sooner or later, you know, you see them back out there for this race or that race. Obviously, people are going to be contacting you, I'm sure, throughout the season and trying to get you maybe to come and run a race here or there. Are you leaving the door open for any of that, or are you pretty much saying no for the rest of 2012?
Well, no, that we certainly are leaving that door open, and where we're at is we're going to, I'm going to step away as a car owner and as a professional driver. It's not, it's time for me to make a living another way to where I can be home and choose when I'm going to be home with my kids and make sure that I don't miss out on the great things that they're going to do each and every day in their lives. And I'm certainly not saying that I, you know, not going to drive a race car again, because I don't think, as I said to many this week, I don't think even a blood transfusion could take this out of your blood. You know, it's something that you love, and the passion is always there, and you're never going to get rid of that. So, you know, the opportunity to drive a little bit here and there, if schedule permits, it's certainly something that we're keeping the door open to, and it just won't be what I do professionally anymore, and we are going to wind down Elite Racing and liquidate the assets there and move on to another career. And if the right opportunities come along where we can put something good together to run some great races and have fun with it. And, you know, it's the great thing about sprint car racing. It's a family sport. So it's something that maybe we can have a little fun with from time to time. So the door's open, but it's time for me to step away and professionally do something else and basically, you know, make my living another way besides traveling the road with the sprint car series.
We are talking with Jason Myers here on KNIA KRLS and KNIAKRLS.com. And first off, Jason, just let me say this. As a dad with three young kids, and I'm sure any other dad out there, or any parent for that matter out there, can fully understand where you're coming from on this. None of us want to see you go. You're one of the best out there for fans, for the sport itself. But I think we all understand where you're coming from, and we know this is a tough decision for you. But that being said, let's kind of reflect back on your career a little bit, specifically the last 2 years. I know for a long, long time it was a goal of yours to become a World of Outlaw champion. Now you can say you've done it twice.
Well, it absolutely, you know, it means the world. And like in making this decision, I told my wife, we lay in bed half the night, it seems, for the past 6 weeks, talking about what our options are and you know, how we want to do it. And once we made this decision, how we're going to execute it. And one thing that I always brought up was, you know, I don't like to quit. That's probably one of the things that I've always been about, is I never give up. And she made the comment to me. She said, you know, it's not quitting. Quitting is when you stop before you achieve your goal. And we have achieved our goal. Our goal was to always win a championship. And we were fortunate enough to be able to do that, not just once, but twice. And, you know, it's something that we will always cherish. So, you know, for us, we're moving on, and it's wonderful to know that you achieved your goals. And there's so many memories of how we did that. There's been so many people involved with this race team over the years, everybody from all of our sponsors to the people behind the scenes and all the guys that have worked on the cars over the years and all the friendships we've made. It's just so many memories, and it's so special. Anybody that's traveled the road, anybody that's ever followed the series knows how tough it is to go out and compete night in and night out to win a World of Outlaw championship. And it's not just the fact that you have that trophy, it's what that trophy really stands for. It's when you know that all the car washes and all the miles down the road and all the hot, sweaty days in the middle of the summer and all the ups and downs and highs and lows of the season, when you know what all that is, it really, really makes it special.
Again, we're talking with Jason Myers here on KNIA KRLS and KNIAKRLS.com. Back-to-back defending World of Outlaw champion and going out on top, so to speak, coming off a 2011 World of Outlaws championship. Jason, you know, you've really been an ambassador for the sport of sprint car racing. I've said it time and time again. I'll continue to say it. I've visited with, I've interviewed, I've met lots of sprint car drivers locally and on the national scale. I don't think there's one that stands out to me more than you as far as fan-friendly, media-friendly. You do things the right way. Thank you for that, number one. And number two, what advice would you give to other drivers out there to continue to grow this sport?
Well, I think, you know, the number one thing is you always have to understand that without fans, we don't have a sport. And there's actually more to that, because it takes everybody. It takes the fans. It takes the promoters. It takes the series. It takes the car owners, and it takes the drivers. And really, those are the five things that all have to work in harmony to make this happen. And the goal always is, at the end of the day, is for that to work in harmony. And everybody's got to get their part, but everybody's also got to do their part. And it's just a tough balance that you've always got to keep in mind. And that's one thing I'm kind of excited about here, is I enjoy that side of it just as much as I enjoy strapping in the car and driving. I really enjoyed, over the years, building the team and putting all the sponsors together And, you know, the last couple of years, we've really worked hard on leading our team and you know, the mental aspect of our team and what their abilities are. And I've been able to work with some great people. And I just think at the end of the day, you've always got to keep in mind the big picture of everybody has got to be happy in some way. It can't be all about you. It can't be all about what you need. I always tell younger people that I talk to that are looking for sponsors is, you know, when you call and you're soliciting somebody to be involved with your team, it's you don't need to solicit them about what you need because what you need really doesn't matter to them. Now, there is a lot of people that come into this sport and they've got some expendable income and they like it and they want to help people. And that person you talk to on a level of, well, here's what I need to go out and achieve my goal. But when it comes to an actual corporate sponsor, you've got to go in and look at what they want. What do they want to achieve and how do they want to do it? And you got to find ways that you can do that for them. What your tires cost doesn't mean anything to them. That's not their problem. That's your business. And what you need to learn is you need to learn their business and see what it is that they can get out of the sport and how you can accomplish that for them. And I really think, you know, we've tried hard to do that over the years and had quite a bit of success with it, worked with some great companies and met some great people at the end of the day. And the biggest part about it is people. You're meeting people. I've spoke to younger drivers before about you've got to remember at the end of the day, whether you're talking to your parents or the local convenience store in the town of Knoxville or whether you're talking to the CEO of PepsiCo, they are all human beings. You got to remember at the end of the day, the biggest companies in the world are run by human beings. And if you can assimilate with that person on a human level, you have so much more of a chance of creating opportunity between you because you just got to keep in mind that no matter who you're talking to, they are a human being. And if you learn how to do that, it really helps you be successful in creating partnerships with people that are successful, that last for many, many years.
Jason, very saddened to hear the news that we're not going to see you in 2012, but also, on the other hand, very, very excited for you and your family. And again, I tip my hat to you making that decision. I know it wasn't easy. So, hey, best of luck to you. Enjoy the time with your family, and hopefully we'll catch up with you sometime soon.
Well, thank you for that. And please know that we are going to be seen in 2012. We're going to run Volusia through Calistoga on this tour as we wrap up Elite Racing with all the great folks with All-Star and Tarleton and so many others that are making this possible. Going forward, like I said, the door is open to maybe do a little bit here and there. And I'm excited about, like I said, I've always enjoyed the idea of putting the team together just as much as the driving. And I can still do those things outside of the seat and actually maybe even do more for the sport without driving than I could when I was driving because I was so busy trying to compete and trying to win championships. And maybe I think I can actually find opportunity now to maybe do more, maybe not tomorrow because I've got to get some other things going, but in the future I see us still being a part of the sport in some way, help promote the sport that's given us so much over the years.
All right, well, Jason, again, thank you so much for your time as always, and best of luck to you wherever you land in 2012 and beyond, and whenever you're in Knoxville, please stop by, say hi.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
You bet.
That is Hotfoot Jason Myers joining us here on KNIA KRLS. If you missed it, Jason announcing that he is stepping aside professionally from the sport of sprint car racing, going to run the first 14 races of 2012 as an appreciation tour. From there, stepping aside professionally, as he said, may catch him from time to time, possibly in a race here or there. We will take a break. More to come here on KNIA KRLS right after this.